This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate failed Monday to pass measures to avert a partial government shutdown. Their efforts would also prevent a federal default at the start of a crucial legislative week that is highlighting the challenges facing the sharply divided U.S. Congress. Republican lawmakers voted to oppose the bills Monday evening. That forced Democrats to look for other ways to keep the government open beyond this coming Thursday and to raise the debt ceiling before the government is expected to default on its loan sometime in late October or early November. Republicans have said they want Democrats to lift the debt limit on their own, saying they do not support the Democrats' multi-trillion dollar spending plans. South Korea says North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made off the North's eastern coast Tuesday morning. It says South Korean and the U.S. intelligence authorities are analyzing details of that launch. The prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague asked the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation. That investigation will look into the actions of the Taliban and Islamic State in Afghanistan. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. The U.S. State Department acknowledged the prosecutor's announcement. They added that the U.S. is deeply concerned about the human rights situation in Afghanistan. A spokesperson said that also includes allegations of atrocities and certainly welcomed efforts to ensure accountability. There is more at voanews.com.